In this point, charge him home that he affects tyrannical power. If the evader's there, enforce him with his envy to the people, and that the spoil got on the Antiates was ne'er distributed. What will he come?
He's coming.
Our companies?
With Omen and his, and those senators that always favored him.
Have you a catalogue of all the voices that we have procured set down by the Pope?
I have.
'Tis ready.
Have you collected them by tribes?
I have.
Assemble presently the people hither. And when they hear me say, it shall be so, in the right and strength of the commons, be it either for death, for fine, or banishment, then let them, if I say fine, cry fine. If death, cry death, insisting on the old prerogative and power in the truth of the cause.
I shall inform
them. And when such time they've begun to cry, let them not cease, but with a din confused, enforce the present execution of what we chance to sentence.
Very well.
Make them as strong and ready for this hint when we shall have to give it them.
Go about it. Put him to collar straight. He hath been used ever to conquer and to have his worth of contradiction. Being once chafed, he cannot be reined again to temperance. Then he speaks what's in his heart, and that is there which looks for us to break his neck.
Well, there he comes.
Calmly, I do beseech you.
I, as an ostler, but for the poorest piece, that bear the knave by the volume. The honored courts keep Rome in safety. Her chairs of justice supplied with worthy men. Plant love among us and throng our large temples with the shows of peace and not our streets with war.
Amen, amen. A noble wish.
Shall I be charged no further than this present? Must all determine here?
I do demand, if you submit you to the people's voices, allow their officers, and are content to suffer lawful censure for such faults as shall be proved upon you.
I am content.
No, citizens, he says he is content. The warlike service he has done, consider. Think upon the wounds his body bears, which show like graves in the holy church.
Or scratches with briars, scars to move laughter only.
Consider further. That when he speaks not like a citizen, you find him like a soldier. Do not take his rougher accents for malicious sounds, but as I say, such as become a soldier rather than envy you.
What is the matter? That being passed for consul with full voice, I am so dishonored that the very hour you take it off again.
Answer to us.
Say then, it is true. I ought so.
We charge you that you have contrived to take from Rome all seasoned office, and to wind yourself into a power tyrannical, for which you are a traitor to the people.
How? Traitor?
Temperately, your promise.
The fires of the lowest hell fold in the people. Call me their traitor. Thou injurious tribune, within thine eyes sat 20,000 deaths, in thy hands clutched as many millions, in thy lying tongue both numbers. I would say thou liest under thee with a voice as free as I do pray to God.
Mark you this, people. We need not put new matter to his charge. What you have seen him do and heard him speak, beating your officers, cursing yourselves, opposing laws with strokes, and here defying those whose great power must try him, even this, so criminal and in such capital kind, deserves the extremest death.
But since he hath served well for Rome...
What do you pray to service?
I talk of that, but now it's
you!
Is this the promise that you made your mother?
No, I... Oh, no, father. Let them pronounce the sheet toffee and death. Vagabond exile, fleeing, penciling over with a grain a day. I would not by them give the price of one fair word.
All that he has, as much as in him lies, from time to time envied against the people, seeking means to pluck away their power, as now at last given hostile strokes, and that not in the presence of dreaded justice, but on the ministers that do distribute it. In the name of the people, and in the power of us, the tribunes, we, even from this instant, banish him our city. In peril of precipitation from off the rock Tarpeian, nevermore to enter our Rome gates. In the people's name, I say, it shall be so.
Hear me, my masters and my common friends.
He's sentenced, no more hearing.
Let me speak. I have been consul and control for Rome, her enemies marks upon me. I do love my country's good with a respect more tender, more holy and profound than mine own life. My dear wife's estimate, her wounds increase, and treasure of my loins. Then if I would, speak that.
We know your drift. Speak what?
There's no more to be said. But he is banished as enemy to the people and his country. It shall be so.
It shall be so.
It shall be so.
It shall be so. Cowards! Those brats I hate. Reek of rotten fens. Whose loves I prize as the dead carcasses of unburied men that do corrupt my air. I banish you. Here remain with your uncertainty. Let every feeble rumor shake your hearts. Your enemies with nodding of their plumes fan you into despair. Have the power still to banish your defenders. Till at length your ignorance, which finds not till it feels, deliver you as most abated captives to some nation, for one you will out blows. Despising for you, the city. Thus I turn my